with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In NBA action last night, the two top teams in the East were on the floor, and it was the Clippers upending the Cavaliers 132-119, but the Celtics defeated the Nets 104-96, so that leaves Boston now 6.5 games behind Cleveland in the chase for the Eastern Conference title. Elsewhere was the Warriors over the Bucks 104-93, and the Hawks beat the Hornets 134-102. NHL play, one overtime game, the Ducks over the Stars, 4-3. Canadiens down the Senators, Flames winners over the Rangers. It was the Islanders defeating the Penguins, 4-2. Capitals over the Red Wings, 4-1. Blues beat the Predators, 4-1. The Kraken defeated the Blackhawks, 6-2. Oilers over Utah, 7-2. And it was the Canucks downing the Jets, 6-2. Major League Baseball right now, the Dodgers and Cubs playing in Tokyo. This is SRN Sports. In the NCAA Men's March Madness Tournament, Alabama State made a last-second layup to defeat St. Francis of Pennsylvania 70-68 in one of the play-in games. North Carolina trounced San Diego State 95-68. Two more games tonight, Mount St. Mary's against American University and Xavier against Texas. Well, politics intersected with sports yesterday when President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin had a discussion over the war in Ukraine, but they also discussed a series of hockey games that would involve players between both countries. Mr. Trump said he supported the idea of organizing the games in which U.S. and Russian players would be included, both from the NHL and the KHL, which is the top Russian league. The NHL says it wasn't party to the talks. In crime news intersecting with sports news is a woman charged with second-degree murder in the death of a television reporter covering the Super Bowl in New Orleans. This is SRN Sports.